This is Steve Sherlock with another series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. In this particular segment, we sat with Tina Powderly, one of the 13 candidates for the town council election, November 3rd, 2009, to review her answers to the four questions we're asking all the candidates, all the town council candidates. So without further ado, we'll get right into that. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters. We're with Tina Powderly, candidate for the town council election on November 3rd, and we're going to review the four questions. Tina, thank you, and welcome to Franklin Matters. Thank you for agreeing to take some time from your schedule to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Steve. This is quite a service to the residents of Franklin, and I'm very excited to have the opportunity to get my thoughts and positions out there to everyone.
Well, you're welcome. We'll start right away then with the first question. You know, what is your what do you feel is the big issue for Franklin, and what steps do you think we should take to tackle it?
Well, not surprising to anyone, I think, is that the big issue is our budget. It always has been. It will continue to be. But I think next year is really going to be our toughest year to date. So what I believe we need to do is have a very open mind, no preconceived notions about where to find additional revenues, where we might cut expenses, because both of those things are going to need to occur to get us through the next year. I have a couple of specific ideas on how we could do that. A big one I think that we need to look at that's sort of in the infancy to date is opportunities for regionalization. There's also some long-term things we can do on the state level, perhaps, to cut costs. And we do have to look at opportunities for increasing our revenue. That could be through attracting more businesses to Franklin, which is really a critical piece of our ability to keep the tax burden low for our residents. But in general, I think what we need to be able to do is look at the big picture, consider all the residents' interests, and be open to a whole diverse range of solutions out there, because it's going to be a hard year.
Yeah, I don't think there's any silver bullet. There's no white knight coming in with some extra money. There's no more found money.
Well, and I do want to say I sit on the Finance Committee this year, and I believe from working on the budget that there's not millions of dollars somewhere to be found in fat and waste. That just doesn't exist. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't continue to very closely and critically examine each line item in the budget. But the scale that we're talking about, I think, requires some bigger changes.
Yep. Speaking of changes, one of the other items that came before the council early this year and is still working its way through is the Charter Commission and their recommendations. Where do you stand on some of those? And I know that's not finalized yet, but some of your thoughts on those?
Right. Based on the initial report, I think they have a couple of really good recommendations for us. Our charter is in need of updating, as is any town's charter, so I appreciate the importance that was put on this, and those folks spent a lot of time working on it. I think the ones that have gotten the most publicity are sort of the town clerk and the treasurer-collector positions. I do agree with the recommendations that the town, the treasurer-collector position should be appointed. Mm-hmm. The weight and technical aspects of those jobs, I think, really merit putting an emphasis on the most qualified candidate, and you lose a little bit of that control if you put it out for general election. There wasn't as much detail in the report about the town clerk's position in terms of responsibilities, and I do think that that position has a certain emphasis on independence, given the duties that are associated with it. So I would say sort of make one big change at a time. The town clerk, let's leave that as it is for now.
Right.
Change the treasurer collector to an appointed position. See how that really impacts us. Are we able to get the most qualified candidate at a reasonable salary, et cetera, et cetera? It's a new change. So I think we should examine those. And there were a few other recommendations. I think that I agree with the Charter Review, specifically Finance Committee paring that down a few members and making those a longer term, because I think the Finance Committee should be a stronger body in mm-hmm. the town of Franklin, and those suggestions would help get us to that end goal.
Okay. Yep. The other piece in terms of long-term planning, kind of back to the budget, the Financial Planning Committee,
yes.
otherwise known as the Long-Term Committee, coming up with either the 3 to 5 year plan. They haven't finalized that yet. Your thoughts on that?
I think that this is an amazing piece of work. It's amazing because of the behind the scenes, the dedication that the town and the people who participate in that committee shown by the amount of effort put into truly coming up with an objective look at where Franklin has been and is going. It's just also very unique. It really, I hope, allows us to change the conversation from one about where's the problem to here is the problem, what are possible solutions. There's a lot of facts in there. It can be overwhelming. It can be difficult to read. But I think there is an executive summary for folks who are interested. I think it really lays out where our trend is and where that trend is going to put us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we sort of said before, earlier, it's a little bit of a disturbing trend. One note I do want to make about the financial planning report is there is a lot of information about the schools, and they're in a town like Franklin where our demographics require a large investment in the schools. There's always a school versus town sort of a yin and a yang. And right now we're at a point where we need to realize that the schools are going to need a minimum amount of money to operate. So there can be a philosophical discussion about how much above that minimum we want to spend in terms of quality. But once we reach that minimum, then we really are beginning to cut into services on the town side. And that can mean all sorts of things for all sorts of people. Everything's up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
Library, police, fire, water, sidewalks, plowing, all these things that make a town run and still need to happen and we still want to happen could be at risk if we don't begin to change this trajectory that the financial planning report has sort of laid out for us. And again, it's objective information. Different folks have an opinion about the weight of different areas, and I think that would be a really important discussion for us to have as a town. But that's the value of the report, to start this discussion, figure out what our priorities are, especially in a year with extremely limited resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Because I think that having been at least involved with many of the meetings,
right.
the fact that they can come, this is the set of numbers, and we all at least agree, get some endorsement, these are the right numbers. Now we can have those other conversations.
I agree. I do believe, you just touched on this, I do believe the town council should endorse the final report, because I think it's important to send that message to the residents that these numbers are factual. Let's use this as our starting point for discussions about what our priorities as a town are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you mentioned also starting point. There have been two other plans like this, at least done in Franklin's history.
Right.
We're going to need to make updates to this periodically,
yes.
and periodically maybe quarterly, yearly at best or at worst or something like that. You agree with that concept as well?
Absolutely. That's the critical deal breaker in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What happened with these other reports in the past is that they became stagnant. And
right.
every year the budget's different. Every year state aid changes. So I think if we can make a commitment to keeping this report fresh, it allows us to use it as a tool to figure out where we stand
mm-hmm.
on different aspects of our budget. So I think that's one of the most important pieces of this report, is to set up a mechanism for its updating.
Good. Another financial piece to a certain extent with your finance committee background, the Open Space Fund
yep.
certainly is geared towards the open space utilization, but with some of the capital requirements pressures that we have, what's your position on utilizing that as appropriate or in some or in part?
Well, I think this sort of goes back to my earlier point about having an open mind and looking at all possible sources of revenue and expenses that are available to the town. And if you go back and look at the language of open space, while you may think of open space as your more traditional recreational type of projects, a bike trail or a field, and those are extremely important, the language of the Open Space Fund really talks about conservation, preservation, mm-hmm. and I do believe the spirit of the law is to have land or projects in Franklin that keep us well-rounded, that achieve the goals of conservation and preservation. So many capital projects could qualify under that spirit of the mm-hmm. law
right.
type of view. And I think the historic museum, the library, those types of projects certainly fall under conservation and preservation. And I think we also have an opportunity as our revenue streams have changed a little bit this year. We've added the meals tax has gone up, the hotel and motel tax has gone up. I think the council would need to really critically evaluate where those revenue streams are going. This is one of the problems that municipalities in general, and Franklin especially, have in that we're very dependent on property tax and state aid, and there's not a lot of in between.
Right.
So when we have an opportunity to diversify, we should really look at that. So I think we should really consider where some of these monies are flowing and how we might use them to augment some of our capital budget, and possibly consider using some of it for operating revenue as well. Again, just to consider diversifying a revenue stream so we're not so dependent on one or two sources.
Okay. Yep. That's good. I think that covers the four major questions that I've been asking all the candidates. Do you have kind of a summary statement that you'd like to leave with the voters as well?
Sure. I guess what I would say is I am very energized. I am very dedicated, and it would be an honor to serve on the town council. If you had told me a few years ago, 7 years ago when I moved here, that I would be this involved in the town, I probably would have been surprised. But I'm the daughter of an Army pilot. We moved all the time. So the sense of finding a hometown is very meaningful to me. So when I say that I am dedicated to Franklin, I really mean it. And I really want what's best for all the residents. I don't feel like any idea or any group is more important than the other. I think we really need to look at all our options and remember that we're a community, and that's what makes Franklin so special, is that we've done a wonderful job of tackling our problems as a community. I want to continue to foster that. I think communication is a really big piece of that, and the town does a good job. They're really reaching out with a lot of different modes of communication, but we can always do better, especially around tax policy decisions, which are so emotional mm-hmm. And weigh so heavily on the minds of the residents. So I think we can do an even better job of communicating and justifying why we might want to do things as a town. But in general, I would look forward to continuing to serve Franklin in an even greater capacity.
Good. Thank you. Well, good luck.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Thank
much.
You again for your time. For the listeners, we'll have this available on Franklin Matters. There's text that will accompany this as well. And I wish you the best of luck on November 3rd. Thank you again, Tina.
Thank you, Steve.
The music intro and ending has been provided by East of Shirley, copyright Michael Clark, and Tintype Tunes. The name of the tune was Ernesto Mañana. I hope you enjoy.